This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, hi everybody, Kate Delaney, as we get closer to California. Yes, the Golden State with the big votes. The big votes that matter for, probably more for the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, neck and neck with Bernie Sanders. And boy, for weeks we've been talking about California. I heard somebody the other day say, for once, California has a say, has a stake. But let's face it, now we see it. Pretty much the news everywhere is clinched that Clinton is going to be the first woman nominated by a major party. I don't think any of us, as we looked at what was going on with Hillary Clinton and her campaign, as much as we talk about what's going on with the email scandal, I'll call it scandal, because still there is that chance that the FBI or the Department of Justice could keep pushing this, but she locked up the nomination. I think really that is the big story, pushing aside everything else. So Justin Duckham joins us now from Talk Media News. This is still very, very big news about Hillary Clinton, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. And of course, we are going into this, one day before six states go to the polls for their primary contest. There was a lot of people who believed that tomorrow night was going to be the evening when she was going to clinch it. There's a lot of concern on the Sanders camp that it was going to be called before the polls were closed in California, therefore depressing the vote over there. But instead, this came a full day early. So absolutely a surprise, but one that a lot of people saw coming considering the lead that she had when you factor in both the pledged delegates and superdelegates.
Yeah. So while that's happening, there is no back off with Bernie Sanders, right?
There does not appear to be one yet. He did hint today in San Francisco that essentially they were going to be, playing this by ear. They're going to be determining what they're going to be doing following tomorrow night, a win where Sanders was expected to, take California. While Clinton was probably going to do pretty well in New Jersey, that's at least according to the campaign. But he has previously said that he is going to bring this all the way to the convention. Whether or not that's going to stand, that remains to be seen. There's probably going to be a lot of pressure on Bernie Sanders, not the least of which is quite possibly due to President Barack Obama, who apparently called Sanders earlier this week, congratulated him for a well-fought campaign, said that he ran a pretty good one that was principled and whatnot. But also seemed to potentially indicate, according to reports, that he was going to endorse Clinton. That's something that was echoed today by White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest, who hinted very strongly that there could be a nomination, or that there could be an endorsement, rather, coming as soon as Wednesday. So if that happens, there's probably going to be a lot more pressure on Sanders to exit the race, something that he's been very, hostile against so far.
I would think in Washington, which is where you are, there was a lot of conversation today about the State Department pretty much announcing, look, it would take us 75 years to release all the Clinton emails. Is that a big hint of where this is all headed?
That certainly is, the elephant in the room. And one of the key reasons, of course, why Sanders is continuing to stay in the race, just this notion that there could be, some last-minute difficulty with Clinton emails, an indictment could come. Something like that. And, of course, statements from the State Department to that effect certainly don't help tamper down fears, that are shared privately by a lot of Democrats right now. But at this point, it is getting pretty late in the game. Obama has said that he has not directed the FBI to rule one way or another to hasten their, investigation. But the FBI director did essentially suggest that, they were hoping to foreseeably get this done before the Democratic nomination. So that's just something I guess we're going to have to stay tuned for.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And Trump, what's going on with Trump U? That has to be part of the snickering, I would think, coming out of D.C.
It certainly is, and this is a story that gets weirder and weirder.
I know.
imagine that. We had Trump telling his story yesterday, essentially, that they should ignore some previous campaign advice, directing them to essentially ignore this issue and to go on it, full ahead, telling them to essentially go after the judge, much as Trump has done, to also go after reporters who have been asking, questions about this, and also to direct people to the Trump University website that apparently now has some, glowing reviews from satisfied Trump U customers. Either way, it really shows that this is a campaign that is, oftentimes at odds with itself. It's a bare-bones staff, apparently, one wherein Trump can essentially override anybody, and oftentimes does. And on top of that, we are still seeing a lot of Republicans push back heavily against his attacks against the judge. We had Newt Gingrich coming out and saying that that was probably his biggest mistake of the campaign. We had Lindsey Graham essentially telling the New York Times that he's instructing Republicans who have supported Trump to essentially walk back their support. And this really just seems to be one of the bigger issues and actually probably the first test of the general election for Trump. You know, he's been very adept at, waiting off other Republicans and fighting over there. And now he's actually in a general election matchup and one where he's having a pretty hard time.
Yeah, and what do you make of this? Because everybody's looking for dirt. And I happened to see this. I guess The Hill was reporting it. They were talking about this ex-Secret Service agent that said, and now with Hillary Clinton, them basically saying she's clinched it, the big announcement that Hillary Clinton occasionally went violent. This guy, Gary Burns, said, what I saw in the 1990s sickened me. Is that just gossip?
It's gossip, but it's not gossip that's actually very new. I know that I've heard stories about this, from a lot of people in D.C. for quite some time. Whether or not this is just sort of, a telephone where rumors just kind of spiral out of control, or if this is actually accurate, that remains to be seen. But this is something that has been, talked about since at least 2008, since at least I got to D.C.
Yeah, boy, interesting stuff. All right. Always fun with you, Justin. Thanks so much for hanging late with us.
Thank you. You have a good one.
All right, so you heard Justin there talk about, what is going on with Trump U. The whole Trump U thing is crazy. Do I think that it takes down his campaign? No, it doesn't take down his campaign, but it certainly is part of now the back and forth over lawsuits, over what do you know about Donald Trump, what do you care about Donald Trump. I honestly think that here's the deal. If it's not Donald Trump and it's Hillary Clinton, who are you voting for? I mean, which one are you voting for? And it pretty much does boil down to this. I say it all the time, but it's interesting, isn't it, that you have two New Yorkers, basically. I mean, she is a rent-a-New Yorker, but she still is a New Yorker. He's a New Yorker. It's just so crazy the way that this election has boiled down to these two left standing. I don't think it's so shocking about Hillary Clinton because this is the give back from 2008. Still not shocking about Trump because now we saw what happened a year ago. But I would say for Republicans, they've got to adjust and make those adjustments fast and jump on board or all bets are off. Who knows what happens? Every vote here may really seriously count, especially those superdelegates. We know, obviously, that's the problem with the Bernie Sanders deal. I have to mention this at the top. Tropical Storm Colin nearing Florida, as I have family and friends all over Florida who are really hunkering down with this storm that is just plowing through. The fear over what Colin is going to do in its embrace. Even the Florida governor is issuing a state of emergency beforehand. Rain pounding Georgia and South Carolina. They're bracing for flooding. Stay with us. More on that next.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As we're on the verge of history, boy, the Democrats last two times around, it was about history. The first black president, and now Hillary Clinton, the first female nominee. And Clinton still could take a tumble with the email that she's buried underneath, but it's hard to say. And I really have poked and prodded some pretty darn good sources, and you get mixed opinions on it. Even when we have Bob Ney, who's also got great sources after all his years on the Hill, he says the same thing. It doesn't look good for her when these reports come out and they talk about Blumenthal and how exposed the emails were and how many were top secret, and then a couple days go away and then another week goes away, and it's going to ultimately be the decision of the Attorney General Loretta Lynch whether to pursue that. And right now it is so much up in the air. Not up in the air is this tropical storm Colin, which is about 35 miles or so off of the Florida coast. They're saying the wind's about 50 miles an hour, but is it just going to be a rainmaker? Is it, as it races along the East Coast, heavy, heavy rain, or is it going to be worse than that? And I think it's just going to be, it's not going to be that full-fledged hurricane. It just looks like, unless something changes, and that can always happen, you're going to see a lot of floods. So the Florida National Guard is deploying up to 6,000 people to the areas that would be affected by Colin. So they're expecting, what do we expect? I've seen this here in Texas, which is where our satellite facility is. You're going to have power outages. You're going to have schools closed. You're going to have parks flooded and lakes and dams and all kinds of areas that would be affected by that. So in one way, it's such a double-edged sword because the rainfall is great news for replenishing aquifers in a state where it's been low. But if it's too much, you just don't want to see that flooding. And I know for those of you in Sarasota, you're already witnessing that. I was looking at some video that somebody sent me today, heavy, heavy rain. And, you know, the palm trees blowing, bending back somewhat. So I know you're dealing with that there. And I looked at the weather map, and certainly we're talking everywhere from Indian Pass to Inglewood, Florida, on the Gulf, and all the way up to North Carolina's Outer Banks, which, boy, I've spent some time there. They can get it just terrible at the Outer Banks. And the same thing with Jacksonville, Florida. And they say this is one of the – Colin is the third tropical storm to form. It's the earliest that the three named storms have hit that area. I mean, you know how far you have to go back? That's why I'm mentioning this nugget of history. You have to go back to 1887. 1887 for that, where you had these storms hit that early. So what does that tell us about hurricanes? I've said this before, so I hope I'm not boring you to death if you've listened to this show for any length of time. In my experience, because of the way we all live and work, you pop in and you pop out. But I was involved in a couple of hurricanes, the biggest being when I was a real little kid, Hurricane Agnes. And I remember my grandmother, who was steely. She was steely. She was the matriarch. Nothing shook her. I saw her a little shook, where you could see that she was worried because a dock had blown away. Things were falling apart, and this was a house right on the water. Just a rented house, but all the kids were there. So I think she was concerned, and it was terrible. I mean, Agnes ripped up Pennsylvania and Jersey and big parts of the East Coast, but nothing like Hurricane Sandy in modern times, right? I mean, Sandy, the damage, when you saw the flooding in those subways, when you saw the New Yorkers come down from their buildings and everything was blackened, and some of those shore areas and Long Island and how that was hit, and Atlantic City, I mean, it's just crazy what the damage that Sandy did, and what the aftermath was like for that, and then the grab for dollars, fighting to get as much money as possible. So that's why Florida, that's what you have to do. When you know it's going to be bad, you have to declare a state of emergency because of what you know you're going to need, what you're going to have to go, the help you're going to need, how you're going to have to deploy the National Guard. And to do that, you've got to have that in place. And that's exactly why the governor of Florida reached in that direction. I mean, just said, I know this is going to happen, let's speed it up. There is no speed when it comes to veterans, and we cannot say enough for veterans. You know that on this show, we've had so many people on to talk about this, former veterans, administrators, people who have been messed over by the Veterans Administration. But more than 500,000 veterans are waiting to see a doctor for appointments that have been scheduled for at least 30 days. These are some of the numbers that were just released by the Department of Veteran Affairs. So let's just give you the gist of this. So we're talking about over 500,000 veterans waiting a month or longer, right? 30 days when you have PTSD is not a good thing. 30 days when you've got problems that are physical problems where you need help and you're waiting for medication, not good. Not acceptable. Hey, serve our country. Some of you are going to get in real deep. Some of you are still going to be in deep, but not in the middle of the front lines. But we'll see what we can do when you come back. We'll see how we can help you. So anyway, the VA has pushed over these new policies and these procedures regarding wait times because of all the big scandals. And Jeff Miller, who chairs the House Committee on Veteran Affairs, said this news is unwelcome but not unexpected. He said it's illogical to think the department's performance and veterans' experiences with the agency will ever significantly improve as long as the VA routinely tolerates egregious behavior among employees, such as armed robbery participation and wait time manipulation. He does have a point. As long as they tolerate it, that's what you're going to get, and that And that is the problem. You're going to get those kind of employees. I mean, just absolutely ridiculous. Somebody, I saw a chat where, you know, where people weigh in anonymously. And somebody weighed in and said an interesting thing. They said, you know, the Civil War soldiers had to actually go to Washington to get any of their benefits. So we're comparing ourselves to the Civil War. You're going to have to march down, right down the center of Washington, D.C. to get what you need. It's just so wrong. I mean, geez, come on. There has to be a better way to do this. I mean, of course, you're going to have problems. Nothing is 100%. But, geez, somebody goes and serves, they're missing a leg, they have to deal with that phantom limb deal, you know, thoughts. They have whatever problem it is they have. I'm giving you, you know, some of them. And they're not getting the medicine they need, the pain medication. They have to wait for it. It's just an awful, awful thing. In this country, in the United States of America, with all the incredible advancements we have in so many areas, we can't get that right. And supposedly people are complaining and trying to change it. I mean, just wrong. Exceeding 30 days for 500,000 vets? That's unacceptable. Turn it private. Give them a card. Let them get treated. Tell doctors to treat them for a song. I mean, for goodness sake, parcel it out. Something. Do something different. There has to be a different way than to constantly read these kind of headlines. By the way, I'm going to say this here because we were talking about Hillary Clinton. There's a new Zogby poll out that says most people think Hillary Clinton shouldn't run if she's indicted. Well, really, you think? If she's indicted, why run? Why bother? That's the whole thing. If she's not indicted, well, then she could. It doesn't matter. She still could, even if she was, but what a waste. Because how tainted would the run be then? It's the FBI decides to go over after her for the private mail. The poll asked, by the way, 837 likely voters in an online server, a total of, Freudian slip, 57% of all voters either strongly or somewhat disagreed that Clinton should still run for president. Wow. Mail coming up on the flip side.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Some of you worried about Colin. Thanks for the pictures in Sarasota. You know, I have family all over Florida, and I've been hearing the same thing from them. It's really tough. I completely understand that. As somebody who's gone through these floods, and you just think you're okay, and then before you know it, you're in a sticky wicket, as they one would say, because it's, it's just that, frightening when you don't realize you're in a mess of water because of the way it's piled up on the freeway in these low-lying areas. I saw it last week in front of me. I was white-knuckling it as I was driving through a place called Irving, Texas, and I looked over and saw three accidents. Boom, boom, boom. Two on the right, one on the left. And it was because of that, because all of a sudden you hit these huge, these enormous puddles that were bigger, and the water was pouring over, and people were trying to avoid it, smacked into other people, or something else happened. And unfortunately, it created a lot of mayhem. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag. In the mailbag, first up, we have this from Craig, who says, wow, Hillary Clinton wins the nomination. Kate, I have such mixed feelings about Hillary Clinton, because I think it's awesome that we have a woman nominee. It's about time. America is so behind the times. We should have had a woman a long time ago. But is she the right woman? No. So unfortunately, it's the wrong woman, but the right time to have a good woman nominee. Do you think this forces Trump to come up with a woman on the undercard? Oh, no, I don't think it matters. I don't think to try to do tit for tat. Hey, so there's a female Democratic presidential nominee, so now we've got to do something on the other side. No. Because you're not talking about having a Republican woman go up against a Democratic woman. So that is a whole different game altogether. And so, you know, absolutely, absolutely not. This one is from Jake, who says, Kate, how about my Broncos? They were at the White House celebrating their Super Bowl victory from last year. But did you hear that Aqib Talib wasn't there because he was shot? I certainly did. The corner for the Broncos was at a nightclub in Dallas, no less, on Saturday, was shot, went to the hospital, apparently didn't hit any arteries, any of that kind of stuff, but had to be stitched up and missed the plane because he wasn't back in Denver in time. Missed the team plane at 5 in the morning to go up to Washington, D.C. So at the White House, you know, you had Demaryius Thomas who was there. And, you know, it's interesting because last July, Obama pardoned the sentences of 46 nonviolent drug offenders from federal prison, including Thomas's mom, Katina Smith, who was sentenced to 20 years in 2000 for her part in a cocaine distribution operation, and it was the largest number of sentences commuted by a president since LBJ in the 60s. Once she was out of jail, she went to see her son play football in person, including the Super Bowl. So he had a chance to thank the president when he met the president, and that's what happened on Monday. That was one of the more interesting conversations. And, you know, he came from a rough family. I mean, his grandmother is serving two life sentences after she was convicted for drug trafficking in Georgia. And, you know, she didn't qualify to be pardoned. And, yeah, it's very interesting that they had that conversation in person. Peyton Manning was there. I mean, pretty much, you know, all the Broncos, except for this corner, were there because it is a big honor to, it's just a big honor to go to the White House when you're the winning team, let's face that fact. And the president holds up your jersey, and that's what happened, held up the Broncos football jersey. Peyton Manning was standing behind him, watching him do that. For Peyton Manning, life doesn't get any better, does it? I mean, oh, you go out on a high note, you win your second Super Bowl, so now you're tied with your baby brother who has two and is still playing in New York. You own all these franchises. Life is good despite a few little hurdles along the way because of some of what's happened when he was in college. But that's been whisked away, meaning that there were, you know, they had all kinds of problems with women trainers, etc. But otherwise, I mean, life pretty darn good for this guy because they won. If they didn't win, I wonder if he would have tried to just stick it out, find a gig somewhere. He made it easy by not coming back. I mean, because there was also that possibility too, that what if he comes back? Not only will it cost us, but, you know, he's at the tail end of an incredible career. So do we want that? And the answer is they don't want that. All right. This is pretty scary. You know, people talk about mosquitoes, and now because of the water situation, I'm talking about Florida and Colin and in Texas, the tropical storms and the water and all of that. And that creates that environment for the mosquitoes to thrive. Now they're saying in New Jersey, just last week, they had the first baby in New Jersey with Zika, with the birth defects. And the question is, Zika, experts don't even know if Zika will spread through New Jersey's mosquito populations. It's just worrisome. They have no idea what will happen. Will they pick up the virus from an infected person? The answer is they can't possibly know the answer to that question. Every day they're finding out new things. I mean, New Jersey has 18 documented cases of Zika. It's not anymore just in Brazil. It causes an underdeveloped brain and head in a baby born Tuesday at Hackensack University to a mother from Honduras. The baby was the first born in New Jersey, third in the U.S. with that serious birth defect. Dr. Tom Frieden, who's like the Grim Reaper, a.k.a. the director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said we've been inspecting evidence of this very special strain showing that the Zika virus is invading the neural tissue of newborn infants with devastating effects. Well, no one wants to hear that. How do we get rid of these freaking mosquitoes? What do we do? How do we firebomb them? Think of the Jersey Shore, think of water, think of the areas that would be breeding sites. I mean, the mosquito control would have to be way, way up in those shore or seaside communities for the rest of you. So what they're doing is they're getting water samples or using traps. You know, the Honduran mother told the doctor she was bitten by a mosquito early in her pregnancy and developed a rash, but wasn't diagnosed in Honduras due to the lack of a testing resource. And the pregnant women, doesn't matter where they are, if they get bit by the mosquito, danger, Will Robinson. I just would think that to be safe if you're pregnant, I mean, you just got to stay in. How can you, I mean, where does water gather? Pool covers, planters, anything that collects even a little bit of water. It could be a bottle cap. How do you 100% stop mosquitoes? You could spray yourself from here to Sunday. Even clearing gutters, removing the water, all of that. I mean, still, it's a dicey proposition. And scientists are unsure if infected men who show no symptoms can pass it on to their partners. So there's too many unknowns when it comes to Zika. You know, wasn't it just, it hasn't even been that, it has been long since we first heard of West Nile. And I can remember when we first heard of West Nile, the fear over what would happen if you got bit by a mosquito and you had to deal with West Nile. What would happen to you? Because there were people that were dying from it. There were people that were exhibiting terrible effects of West Nile. I mean, no, none of us want to get West Nile, right? No. And now you can add Zika to the list. I have a friend that's pregnant, and I don't know that she's going to be hanging out. She's healthy, but I don't know that she's going to be hanging out in the backyard too much, especially with the rain and the higher grass and the mosquitoes and the potential, just the potential to have problems. Just too great. Almost better to kind of try to avoid it. You can't 100% avoid it, though, because there are areas that collect water that you might not even think about. Now, I was thinking about that. What is collecting if you have a planter, and they said planter, and I had a planter, and, you know, where is it you're not looking where you have it? And if you were pregnant and you happen to be just trying to clean up some things in the backyard, really, honestly, it could be that just boom, just like that. Because who knows where these mosquitoes are. And mosquitoes are brutal. They'll breed like nobody's business. But I say you got to firebomb them, kill them. They got to kill them. Those old trucks with the stinky spray and, oh, DEET, DEET, DEET. I'll take the DEET over Zika or West Nile. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, a little of this and a little of that as we mix it up here on ATN.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What are people talking about? Like all of you across this great country, which is always my big concern here on the show. And I got to tell you, here's a huge story. Imagine this. Picture this for a second. Close your eyes. You finally save up that money to go take a little trip. It's to Vegas. You're not going to play the slot machines. You're just going to have fun. Yeah, right. But you get to go to Vegas, you get to take a few days off, and you get to not to worry about anything. Or you're going to Florida, and you're from the Midwest, and you're getting a chance to feel the sand between your toes, as so many of our listeners in Florida do every single day of their life, or wherever it is you're going. You're going on a fishing trip with your buddy, you got to fly there. Friends fly free. You got a good deal. But now you're on this plane, and you're stuck on it for 4 hours, and the cabin temperature is 97 degrees. Oh, I'd say, please, please, can we walk? Can you just clear a path on the tarmac? It does show you, though, when you travel and you just grab things randomly, whatever your bag is that you pack, whatever bag you pack to carry on, and let's face it, I mean, there are cheap deals that you can have. You go on Southwest, they have want-to-get-away fares. I was talking to a woman the other day who told me, oh, I got this incredible fare, and she was traveling from Dallas, and it was $100. Everything. It was $100. And she went to San Diego, I think. It was San Diego. That's a good deal. She could burn that up in gas in just a week or two. But it wouldn't be a good deal if she was stuck for 4 hours, had nothing in her bag to wet her whistle. They're out of water. It's just ridiculous. It would not be a good thing. Now, this wasn't a Southwest flight at all. It was a story, actually, that came out of the Daily Mail. Because, you know, they like to scare us. If it happens here, you Yankees could have it happen there. And it has happened all over the United States. But you had passengers that were forced to sit there. It was a flight with 275 passengers on board. And they were going on a Sunday afternoon from Manchester to a Greek island. So they were vacationing, I would bet, most of them. It got stuck at the gate for about 3 hours. Paperwork was cleared. Then they had to taxi to the runway. A technical fault forced it to turn back. So this had to be just a terrible experience for these people who were going to go on a holiday. And then you have kids on there. Oh, yeah. Not good. I guess the pilot was upset. But there was an issue with this whole paperwork crazy thing. There's a lot of grumbling. The plane kept on going and heading back to the airport. The captain kept saying there was a fault with this and the fault with that. And I think that they need to get their money back. That's what I think. I think it was Condor Airlines is the name of it. It's a branch of Thomas Cook, apparently. So, I don't know, hot, sweaty, exhausted. I think they owe you a give back on that. That's not Mother Nature. That's their problem. But I do know this. And they did put passengers in a Hilton hotel. And they say, oh, well, they were given complimentary food and drink, but they, of course, lost time in their Greek vacation. And then they had to get back on one of their planes. Yeah, that'd be pretty tough. And I wouldn't really blame anyone for losing it a bit if they were in that situation, although they're not going to do anything. Now everyone's just kind of numb to people complaining, even when they really are kind of justified, for sure. All right, how about this? This was a headline everywhere, said in different ways, but from the LA Times to the New York Post to the Poughkeepsie News and everywhere in between, and it is that the record amount of guns being sold just keeps growing. Record gun sales continued through May at a very big clip, pardon the pun. But the FBI completed a round of just shy of 2 million checks through the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. And that's what they found, that there were almost 300,000 more checks than May of 2015, which set a record at that time. So we're setting records here. It's a reliable indicator for how many gun sales have taken place in a month, because nearly all sales made through licensed dealers have require one, you know, the check. And that streak really does tell you something, that people want to be able to protect themselves. People want, or even if they're pleasure shooters, they want to be able to have their gun. And, you know, this is Second Amendment issue, too. The fear that the guns would be taken away, that the gun issue would come to a climactic crescendo and it would go in the wrong direction, which, by the way, I don't think that happens in our lifetime. and I say our lifetime, I don't think that happens. I think there's a lot of conversation about it, but I don't think it happens. I'll tell you one thing that could happen. Robots could take over our jobs in another 25 years. They, in fact, they're saying that Rice University in Houston did a study. They're saying that, yeah, it's pretty true. Robots will probably have most of the jobs in 2045. And one of the professors at Rice did a talk to the American Association for the Advancement of Science, and they're exploring that very, very big question. If machines are capable of doing what man can do, then why wouldn't they have the machines? Why wouldn't some of these companies have the machines do it instead? Well, I'll tell you what, if that happens within the next 30 years, you can forget the middle class. I mean, how many jobs would be taken over with the automation? Or at least the number would be cut down. I mean, there's going to be definite leaps or jumps forward in artificial intelligence and robots. And it will have an impact on jobs. I just don't believe it's going to have an impact in the next 10, maybe even 50. I think it's further down the line than people think. How about this as a follow-up? We were talking about the horrific thing with the gorilla death at the zoo. No charges have been filed against the mother for that gorilla's death. Remember, her child got loose and went into the cage, and it was horrific. Everybody saw the video, but she's not going to be charged. Some people thought that she should be charged. So the mother of the three-year-old who fell into the Cincinnati Zoo exhibit won't have that happen. The Hamilton County prosecutor said by all accounts the mother didn't act in any way where she presented the child to some harm. She had three other kids with her, turned her back, and if anyone doesn't believe a three-year-old can scamper off quickly, they've never had kids. And we know the story. The boy fell into the enclosure. He had a 10-minute encounter with Harambee, the 450-pound gorilla. And they had to put the gorilla down. They say they had no choice at the zoo other than to do that. And apparently, the boy, or at least one of the witnesses overheard the boy saying, he wanted to get in the moat. He'd been talking about wanting to go in, get in the water, and his mother kept saying, no, no, you're not. And that's what he was attracted to. It wasn't to get in there with the gorilla. It was to get in there in the moat. Wow. They even had an online petition. Justice for Harambee. It got 500,000 signatures. And then the question started to become, should parents have leashes on their children? Remember the leashes that some people used to walk around with? Oh, I cringe thinking about that. Just absolutely cringe. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.